When tragedy and pain invade a family, there are two paths that reaction can take. You can close down and turn inward and suffer in silence, or you can fight against what created that tragedy so others won't have to try to endure and overcome it. Our next two guests, thankfully, have chosen that second option. That decision has resulted in a greater awareness of the epidemic that is addiction, how it strikes in the darkness, and why efforts and voices need to rise up in order to defeat it. Here to share how they've taken the battle to addiction via their Change the Face of Addiction Walk, which will be taking place on Saturday, August 5th in Sussex County, are Mary Burns and Elaine Tizzano. Thank you so much for being here today, ladies.
Good morning.
And learn more about the Changing the Face of Addiction Walk. You can visit centerforprevention.org. And this is, let me start with Mary, because obviously in the introduction I've alluded to the reason for this, and this is also done in the memory of Mary and Elaine's sons, Eric and George. But Mary, when talk about what happened in your life that propelled you and compelled you to, as I said in the introduction, step forward and fight back against addiction.
Well, I think the main reason why I feel like, I suppose, fighting back against addiction is because when my son was, when I was trying to get treatment for my son, the treatment that he really needed wasn't available. He needed, in my opinion anyway, long-term treatment, and my insurance company was unwilling to give him that kind of treatment. They were, the first time he went into treatment, they gave him 30 days, and then the next time they went into treatment, they only wanted to give him 10 days. So if 30 days didn't work, I'm not sure how 10 days was supposed to work. So we ended up paying for his treatment long-term out of our pocket because we couldn't get what we felt he needed. So, and I think that's probably the case for many people. So I think that needs to change. It needs to start being treated as the disease it is. And people, if they need long-term treatment, should be able to get that kind of treatment.
For Elaine, talk to the parent who is unaware or maybe not wise enough to see. When it came to your son and addiction, how soon did you know? How did you discover it? And what were your initial responses to the knowledge about it?
Well, you can see change in behavior. In the beginning, when they're younger, sometimes you can't figure out what is just, teenage years. But when the behavior changes so drastically and money changes and they're having trouble in their life, you can see the signs. In the beginning, I think it's hard for parents to understand, and that's why the Center for Prevention has been a wonderful tool in guiding parents, loved ones, people who have a substance abuse disorder. The center has been wonderful in that venue. When the behavior changes, you need not to put your head in the sand, but you need to address the situation. And if it's saying that there is a problem, you have to deal with that problem head on. And that's why, really, I wanted to begin this walk to bring education to people with the same issues. It's not good to try to undertake this disease alone. You need help, you need guidance, and you need a family to lean on with education and knowledge, because this is an epidemic and it's a whole different animal.
Oh, and Mary Burns and Elaine Tizzano, two parents who lost children to the devil that is addiction. And as a result of that loss, they have created the Change the Face of Addiction Walk, which will be happening on Saturday, August 5th, 10 a.m. It will be at the Franklin Fireman's Pavilion in, obviously, Franklin, New Jersey. Learn more at centerforprevention.org. And last year, Mary, you had over 400 people taking part. Elaine referred to education. Is it also important for families to realize that it's not just in their little piece of the world? Addiction is striking all over, but they're not alone in having to deal with it. There are outlets, there are people who care, there are people who are supportive, and that helps in the endurance as well as the healing.
Yeah, I think that's part of what the walk does. It brings people out. When you have somebody struggling with addiction in your family, oftentimes it's something you want to keep secret. You're embarrassed by it. People don't want to talk about it. So, and that's part of the walk. Last year when we had some presentation at the walk, we talked about the fact that, you know, we can no longer be anonymous. You know, we have Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. Well, if people stay anonymous, nothing changes and things need to change. So that's part of the walk, is people coming out and being able to just feel that they're not alone, and bringing a face to addiction. I mean, it's everyday people that are struggling with this, or struggling with it, you know, with somebody in their family, maybe not directly, but indirectly. And, you know, it's really important that people start coming out and talking about it, because nothing changes unless people start talking about it. And it needs to change. Things need to change.
And the walk is making an impact financial as well to help fund this education effort. $20,000 raised. Hopefully a lot more than that this year, too, with a greater sense of level of participation. With that in mind, Elaine, as we go through this next week leading up to the day of the walk, how can people get involved, and what can they do to help this become a greater success this year than it even was the year before?
Well, they want to really sign up as quickly as they can. They want to, you know, it's easier if they sign up before, register online. And that will, I think, you know, the more people that are there, the more people that register, the more people that can be a part of this changing the face of addiction, will help us help others.
Just to wrap things up here with Mary Burns and Elaine Tizzano, who have created and are steering the Change the Face of Addiction Walk. Again, it's August 5th, Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Franklin Fireman's Pavilion in Franklin. Centerforprevention.org, is you can sign up and find out more information, and certainly share this event on your social media outlets as well, because the more people who are involved, the greater success it can achieve in funding the necessary education and addiction services that the Center for Prevention provides. And as we've talked about here often on the show, too, with the rate of increase in addiction, and it's frightening, too, Mary, when you go to a retail store, for example, how many more things that people buy, aerosol cans in particular, trigger the cash register to ask for ID to make sure the person is 18 or over? That's how intense addiction has become, where kids are using over-the-counter everything and anything they could possibly think of to fuel their addiction. That's really a sad but frightening barometer of just how strong addiction has become in our society, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And when you live with somebody that's struggling, it's just horrifying when you realize what a terrible hold on the brain addiction has. They'll do anything and go to any length because their brain has been changed, and they're in such desperate need of continuing to supply the brain with the drugs. So, yeah, it's very sad. It's very sad.
And last question for Elaine. Talk to that person right now who says, nah, that would never happen in my home. What would you say to that person?
I would say I never thought it would happen in my home or in my lifetime. It happens. When people are addicted, things happen, and they're usually not good. They either need some sort of rehabilitation, you know, or they're going to get into trouble with the law, or they wind up dead. And that's, you know, the three things, unfortunately, that addiction can lead to. Education, prevention is important, and people need to educate themselves. The person who has a substance abuse disorder needs to educate themselves, as well as everyone around them. And there's a lot of substance abuse disorder today, and people need to educate themselves to help.
And one of the ways that education is indeed being empowered, it's through the Change the Face of Addiction Walk, which will be coming up on Saturday, August 5th at 10 a.m. at the Franklin Fireman's Pavilion in Franklin, New Jersey, in Sussex County. Learn more, and more importantly, to sign up, become a part of this event and all that it does fuel and empower. Centerforprevention.org is the place where you can do that. We've been talking about all this and the changes that it makes and the ways that it educates with Mary Burns And Elaine says, I know, ladies, thanks so much for honoring overcoming the tragedy and helping people realize that there are ways to prevent as opposed to react. And that's extremely important. That's the path that will be saving lives versus mourning the loss of life. Thank you for doing that, for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.